Hey, this is the time when you get to be nice to people, right?
That's right. We've got one more week next week. If you have a warrant or know someone who has a warrant, you come to our court or the JP courts. We'll waive your warrant fee, and most importantly, you won't be arrested.
You know, if it's not part of your society, what you part of the life you live, you need to understand that often there are multiple warrants out for people. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast.
Right. There's many different reasons. A lot of people are afraid to come to court or they forget, but they'll have a failure to appear, other things. But if all we want people to do is come to court, you won't get arrested. And this program now is twice a year because it's so popular in getting people in.
That's sad that it has to be that popular, but it works. But the thing is, though, all good things must end, and then it's not so nice after that.
Right. November 5th, local law enforcement for a week will focus on Class C misdemeanor warrants. So chances are, if you didn't come in during the amnesty, during the roundup, you could be arrested.
So what you can do is check online, right? They can do that.
You can check online, cstx.gov/warrants. See if you or your neighbor has a warrant to let them come in, or you can call us at 764-3683, and we can direct you to the right court. Sometimes people aren't sure which court they're supposed to go to.
Okay. And again, it's the system that they've had in place for a long time. It's a great thing that works. Wish you wouldn't do it, but if you're in that spot, then you get a chance to save a little bit of money. Now, and what I'd like to do while you're here also is talk about something else that you've really been active in. Back in April, you wrote a piece in the Washington Post having to do with people who basically, $100 may not be a lot to some people, but to some people, it's all the money in the world.
Absolutely.
And as a result, they've done something that's not really necessarily serious. It's not a violent crime. It's not a felony. It's the kind of thing that would appear in your court. And they don't have the money to pay. So what is a judicial system to do? And you've written about that.
We, for years, have payment plan coordinators who meet with people. And if you're indigent, if you're working full-time and you just can't pay or due to disability, we can provide community service, other alternatives that actually work better than jail time. Jail, as we just mentioned before, is probably the worst, and it's the last resort that I want to use. And so, you know, I wrote the Washington Post piece to just show what good courts can do. And as it turns out, as you know, I've mentioned to you before, this is an area where actually the Tea Party, the right wing, and the left wing come together, because jail generally costs us more than anything and is the least effective punishment for a lot of these low-level Class C misdemeanors.
And it's been heard by people. I mean, this has gained some traction, has it not?
Yes, I hear from people all around the country and also locally about wanting to help out and with our various programs. And you know, we see at a court, we don't just deal with the court case. You get your driver's license suspended because of no insurance and this, and next thing you know it, you're caught in a trap where you have to make the decision: do I drive without a license or not? And so we try to work to get people out of that mess. You have to follow the laws; they're there for a reason, and that's my job to enforce them. But my whole goal as a judge is make sure people don't come back to court again. And the alternative methods are often much more effective than just putting people in jail.
Well, you went to D.C. and discussed this.
Yeah, I was at the Justice Department just earlier this week where we discussed this fine, because it's a national program. Ferguson, Missouri kind of was the rock that got lifted and where people saw. But we've had a number of cities in Texas that where there's been a bad spotlight. And I want to spotlight the good things, because the law is clear what we need to do as judges.
And can that be done on the national level? They can put those guidelines together and they would then be enforced in each state?
They are. Right now I'm on a task force where we're looking at municipal courts across the country. And we want, because a lot of times municipal courts are very different in every state. And we want to provide guidelines. And the Justice Department is working at providing clear guidelines that will not only make sure judges are educated about what they need to do, but also make sure there's sanctions. So if judges aren't following the law, that they're held accountable as well.
Well, this has been something that the insurance industry also had to deal with. Somebody gets a speeding ticket, they don't pay the speeding ticket, then you get fees on top of that, and it just becomes a tremendous burden.
Right.
Granted, they shouldn't do the wrong thing, but you're trying to make it as easy and exit out of the program as possible.
Right. We don't want to create more criminals, quote unquote. We want to decrease that. So we need to always look at effective methods. And it's great to see that a lot of people are coming together in the legislature as well from various different political points of view.
Well, I'm glad you're doing that. And in fact, it makes us all feel good that something that is common sense the government will actually listen to, because sometimes they don't.
And we have a great city, and it's great that our city, whatever we're doing right here, can be looked to nationally too, as well, I think.
Great. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks.
That's Ed Spillane from the City of College Station.